Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'm David Hartman. How are you all today? It is such a privilege. I mean, listening to Connie explain this and these incredible aviators, but what a privilege to be able to be here on a beautiful day like this for us together to share in honoring great aviators, great veterans, great active duty, men and women in uniform, and the civilians who maintain these aircraft so we can teach this history and make this history live on. It's a privilege to be with you and all of us do this together today. First, please welcome Jim Hagedorn, Jack Roush, and John Musala. John, Jim. Jack, they didn't give you a microphone. I wonder if this was personal. Jim, start us off. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Roush in your far right, Jim Hagedorn and John Musala. Here they are. So, Jim, tell us about, this is your airplane, Jim, yes? Tell us about this airplane.
It's a plane that Jack lent me. I flew fighters in the Air Force, F-16s for 7 years. Our family business is Scotts Miracle-Gro, so we're Roundup and Ortho and Scotts and Miracle-Gro, some other stuff. And the business is pretty good. And we were sponsoring a NASCAR, and somebody asked me if I wanted to go up and meet Jack Roush, the owner of the team. This was the beginning of Carl Edwards. I think in when he was just driving a white car, no sponsor, so we were his first sponsor in Cup Series. And I got up there, and Jack said, "You want to go Mustang flying?" So I hopped in. I didn't know the guy. So this is always one of those things I would say don't ever do, is get in the back seat of an airplane with no controls of somebody you've never met in a 65-year-old airplane. And this is not a joke. We were below the tree line in a dive at like 500 knots or 500 miles per hour right at red line. And I'm thinking to myself as we're below the trees, what have I gotten myself into? And got back and Jack said, interested in an airplane. I got too many because he's got the Jim and the other faux crow airplane, the not real old crow. This is the real old crow. And so I ended up being interviewed by Jack and buying the airplane. I don't know how long ago it was. Somewhere between 5 and 10 years, something like that. And it's fabulous. Today we flew 3 sorties, 2 5-ships, and a 4-ship. I had to go to work yesterday. Just if I didn't go to work for the whole week, my people would complain. And then the day before we did 3 4-ships. So it's really a superb honor to get to sort of take care of one of these airplanes. And if it wasn't for Ed Bolin, Connie Bolin, Jack, Jay Whistler, a bunch of people that keep all the stuff working, and a great line crew that I have that work in the Scotts Company for me, it really wouldn't be possible to do. But it's a hell of a good time. That's what I would say about Mustangs. A hell of a good time.
Jack? Now, Jack, you rebuilt both these airplanes and restored them, yes?
I did. First of all, I want to thank Jim and Scotts and Miracle-Gro and Ortho for what they've done for this arena that we're in. This is primarily their initiative that got the upgrades to get rid of all the dandelions and get the concrete and get the statue out there. Thanks, Jim, for what you've done with Ortho. Got interested in Mustangs when I was about 5 years old and built the stick models that many of you have done or are doing, and grew up to a point that I had some discretionary income that I was about 50 years old, that I could spend on patriotism and recreating something that was significant, historically significant. I called, found the Mustang in Detroit, actually not far from me. I lived in Detroit, the D model that Jim owns now. And I called Bud Anderson, who was the curator, who's the record keeper for the 357 Fighter Group, and asked him whose airplane had not been done. Preferably an ace, somebody who's hopefully recognized as being one of our greats, that had not been done. So he gave me a list of six or eight pilots whose histories had not been celebrated through an airplane recreation. But his name wasn't on the list, and I checked behind him and found out that he was most deserving of all. And so we created in 1994 the Old Crow that the D model that Jim has. He says it's the real Old Crow. It was actually fourth in line. The airplane that's to my right is third in line. It was the airplane that Bud finished his first tour with. He had three P-51B models in that tour, and at that time frame, the U.S. Air Force, the U.S. Air Corps, was trying to beat the Luftwaffe down so they could have D-Day, and they had more pilots than they did airplanes. So the airplane needed to fly every day. It was in maintenance. Two of the days when Bud was not in the airplane, his airplane got shot down, so this was number three. He had a total of nine victories accumulated with the three airplanes by the time he left. And of course, what you learn later is that this B model, this third P-51B, became when Bud went off to his required leave for the States, it was given to Bill Overstreet and became his Berlin Express. And that John Mazzola's carefully recreated that airplane that's parked next to it. So it's pretty unusual that you'd have the manifestation or recreation of two airframes on the same tarmac at the same time, but that's what you've got here today. This airframe that I used to build this airplane with was out of a wreck that occurred in 1944. And Lake Louisa in Florida in a training flight. And the pilot of it at that time was a dean, lieutenant that had served his first tour in Europe, had come back on leave and joined the training command. He was killed while training other pilots in Lake Louise, and Lieutenant Gilmore. And at any rate, Jay Whistler found the airplane around 2000. We bought it from the local sheriff's department, and Art Teeter recreated the airplane for me. Did a masterful job, and I'm sorry I've taken so much time.
God, don't apologize. Thank you, Jack, and give it to John. John, sneak around here where we can see you. The Berlin Express airplane, John and his dad and brother headed up the team that restored this airplane. Tell us how accurate your Berlin Express airplane is, and what's the tie with Bud?
We got the airplane from England 2009, and we got it. We all sat down and thought, hey, you know what would be a cool paint job? And we started discussing, and one of the other 357th airplanes that hadn't been done yet was Berlin Express. And, you know, Bill went out and he had a lot of really cool stories, and he did a lot of great things in World War II. He flew two tours in the European theater with the 357th. And so we started researching a little bit more, and the guy that owns the airplane, Max Chapman, he wanted a Malcolm Hood B model Mustang, and we learned that when Bud went home after his first tour, Bill ended up getting the Old Crow. So what they did was he got Old Crow, and they took Old Crow off and put Berlin Express on the side, and that's kind of the relationship of the two airplanes. So both Old Crow and Berlin Express, if you look at the tail, they have the same serial number. The airplanes are one and the same. And so Bud had it first, and he went on and did amazing things. And when he went home after his first tour, Bill got the airplane and did the same thing, just flew all those missions.
Well, what an incredible job of restoring. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Hagedorn, Jack Roush, John Musala, thank you, gentlemen, very much.